For Category 1, the contractor is expected to perform the necessary work to stop the discharge and resolve deficiencies within the corresponding time to correct. The contractor must also provide a written description to the department of measures or steps that will be taken to ensure the same deficiency does not reoccur. In Category 2 scenarios, the contractor is expected to perform the necessary work within the time to correct in order to resolve the deficiencies. Should the contractor fail to meet the conditions for Categories 1 and 2, the district may issue a project stop work order. The district may use discretion on large projects in issuing a partial area stop work order for only those areas connected to the deficiency. For Category 3, the contractor must perform necessary work to restore compliance with the ESPC plan within the time to correct. If the contractor fails to do this, the district may hold payment of estimates for work until the work is completed. Per Publication 408, liquidated damages will be assessed for failure to begin work within 24 hours of notification of a non-compliance and each subsequent 24-hour period until compliance is attained.